Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, November 20th. Wow, it's the 20th, friends, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, we are not going to talk about Justin Bieber today.
Bieber!
That is lunch.
People are like, who's Bieber?
Bieber? Whatever his name is, the little geek with big ears.
That's right. And the Vanilla Ice hairdo.
And the other guy actually bought the documentary. But we won't talk about that today on the radio.
It was cheap.
Now, I love documentaries, but you know what? When there's real talent, let's talk about it. But you know what? I heard the kid can sing. Aside of that. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise, and we are the men that will never, ever in a million years buy a documentary on Justin Bieber. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. No condemnation to them that don't buy documentaries with Justin Bieber on them.
Now, friends, if you like, about him
now, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, friends, please do. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you'd like to see our little faces, our little darling faces, that's what my mother used to say.
Little darling.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And yes, friends, we are in studio, 1-877-807-9977. If you got any biblical or constitutional questions or comments, we want to hear what you have to say. And so do 53 countries and many outlets throughout the United States. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where Bradley thinks for himself and makes not the others the measure of his conduct, not saying the name of Justin Bieber, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Justin Bieber's head. Isn't that right, Jake?
If I knew one of his songs, I'd sing it.
We were out to eat last night. Jake just got back from out of town on vacation, as if he's... Not
catching
on
up on some rest.
And he told me, he made the mistake of telling me he bought the documentary by Justin Bieber, and I said, you have got to be kidding me, dude. But that's all I'll say. Jake, it's your... Your show. Go.
Leave me with that. I actually have a couple comments from people that have been quoting on Facebook, going back and forth with us. And folks, we appreciate when you give comments on Facebook.
Very much.
There's times, too, when we're not able to get through phone lines when we're traveling in different studios and things like that. So this is a great way to interact with us. But this is what somebody actually commented on our CDs. I actually bought two of your CDs, one for myself and one for my pastor. I would like to see this message played at my church, which is a Bible church, he said. I think the message is powerful. We may use some of the ideas in our Tea Party outreach program. After this election, we are going to talk about our future and how we can be more effective. And folks, that's literally what this message is designed to do. It's what it's always been designed to do. Pre-election and post-election, it's always going to be the same message. And that message is, God is our king. He is our sovereign. He's the one who's given us rights. And government's job is to protect those rights. And we need to make sure that when
And that's not our opinion. That's a fact.
And it's literally what's written. It's what's written in the Declaration.
Thank you.
And it's what's written in the Bible. That is the purpose of civil leaders and civic responsibility. And folks, not only on our CDs, but also on our DVD series. Many of you have went to our website a number of times, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You saw the My War documentary series on the right-hand side. You saw up there flashing on the banner and become a son or daughter of liberty. I invite you to take the next step like this gentleman did and come, become a part of the Sons of Liberty, become a son or daughter of liberty, and spread that message.
Now, let me rewind a little bit here. The CDs that you're talking about, you're talking about My War.
Yep.
60,000 to 70,000 have been sold.
Oh, you're talking about the price CD.
Okay, well, you're not being very clear. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, the price CD is a CD that's a music CD.
Yes.
There's so much of them. I didn't want to get
there
people
really
confused.
Is. Okay, let's do this.
The big thing is the My War documentary series, which is right on the homepage of Sons of Liberty
Radio. Okay, so if they go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's everything?
Yep.
They can go there, find JYP, You Can Run, so on and so forth.
Yep, you go to the...
We go to high schools, colleges, so on and so forth. Tea Party, Sons of Liberty Radio. Junkyard Prophet is the band that we use, which was second best unsigned nationwide, 444 million potentials. We are ranked number one, Reverb Nation. We're out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to us, friends. So it's not like you're going to just be on our website for 5 minutes.
Which is why you got to become a son or daughter of liberty, which is right on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
But then it branches out into other ministries within the ministry. Mm-hmm. So it's not just radio ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to show everybody who we are.
How do you impact a generation?
Yes.
Which is this gentleman. He actually bought this at one of our events that we did recently, which I wanted to share with just for a couple minutes. Our events, what happens is we do tea parties, we do high schools, we do elementary schools. We've also done colleges. We do prisons. We're going to be doing another one here coming up.
Yep.
We do a variety of different things where
we become all things to all men to win them over to Christ.
And the main thing is winning them over to Christ. Yeah. That redemptive message. What is it? When we go to a tea party, the redemptive message is men have bled and died to ratify the Constitution.
Yep.
Why do we have a Constitution? Because men pledge their lives, their liberties, and their sacred honor on Christ's word and gave us the government that we have. So it all goes right back to Christ. And leadership is ultimately what this country is looking for. We go into public high schools, we share the same message. Do you know your Constitution? Do you know about your founding fathers? Did you know men bled and died so you could be free and have the liberties that you have?
Yeah.
Most kids don't realize that. We go to colleges who think they know everything just to show them that they don't. And then we also do other things like churches and empowering people to take the next step. Folks, leadership is what we're looking for. And it wasn't going to come in the form of just a Romney or a president. It comes in the form of the citizenry of America stepping up to the plate.
No.
That's right. It wasn't an
answer.
The
only thing that guy wasn't doing was going, yee-haw! Yee-haw!
Like a donkey.
Let it be written and let it be done.
So be it.
Yes,
Sons of
folks,
Liberty
we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about what we were talking about yesterday. You have the right to bear arms. I'm going to talk about the fruit of a nation that allows itself to be...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yesterday we were talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. I wanted to go to the root of all of government control. What does it come back to? No God.
Mm-hmm. Got to get rid of him. He's a stumbling block.
You always have to get rid of God. So there's so much to this, and I think it's so interesting because when people say it doesn't matter what you believe, everything matters as to what you believe.
Yes.
Let me give you some quotes here, friends. Vladimir Lenin, remember the guy that talked about useful idiots? Remember the guy that wants gun control? He's the guy that said, give me a guy with one gun, I can control 100 without him. Listen to what he said. Vladimir Lenin, our program necessarily includes the propaganda of atheism. Those that don't believe in God. Okay, wait a second. So when I go back to Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Yeah, but what's the fruit of godlessness? Death. Mm-hmm. What's the fruit of Christianity? Life, rule, and righteousness. Our program necessarily includes the propaganda of atheism, said the communist. Listen to this one. This was attributed to Vladimir Lenin. He said, atheism is the natural and inseparable part of communism. Did you hear what I just said? What happens if you have not a God that you receive your rights from? Then what do you settle for, friends? Mm-hmm. The state. Mm-hmm. Who wants to disarm you, and why would they want to disarm you? Well, where God ends, communism begins. Just think about that. It's just like when you walk out of a civic building and you see Moses and the Ten Commandments there. And when you walk out, like, for example, in the state of Minnesota, the capital, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins.
Yep.
But where God's rule ends, communism begins.
Yep.
And what are you seeing, friends? Communism. Talking yesterday about gun control. 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. Who are these people? Do they believe in God? No, they say they don't. They do publicly, but behind closed doors, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. They're trying to take away your rights that God gave you. Remember yesterday I told you, friends, I said, wherever government wants to take your guns away, they're telling on themselves. They want control. They are telling on themselves that they will not be ruled by law. They will not be ruled by we the people. And yesterday I also shared that government is an extension of who we are, America. So don't complain about what you tolerate. Let me give you another one. We do not fight against believers and not even clergymen. We fight against God to snatch believers from him, said a communist. Let me say that again. We don't fight against believers and not even clergymen. We fight against God to snatch believers from him. A Soviet newspaper. What are you saying today through these communist organizations? The Star and Tribune, friends, we call it the Red Star. Minneapolis, St. Paul knows that it's propaganda. And when you look at what they promote, or what they try to promote, what they prop up, I should say, you don't have to prop up the truth, friends. You have to prop up the lie.
That's right.
What are they continuously perpetuating? What are they continuously pushing on the American people? Lies. Communistic lies. CNN, what does it work against? Life itself. MSNBC, what do they work against? Life itself. These programs, these corporations admit they're progressive outlets. Communist outlets. MSNBC, what do they promote? Lean Forward, I shared with you yesterday and weeks in the past. What is it? What are they promoting? A communist slogan. Godlessness, friends. And when you attempt, I'm humored by this. We're fighting against God. Dude, are you kidding? How's that working out for you in hell, friend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, so when we're talking about atheists, friends, I think it's interesting. And by the way, if there's an atheist out there, we would love to welcome you on the show. So we can tell you what you were never taught.
That's right.
1-877-807-9977. I would like for you to prove me wrong on what I'm telling you here right now. Atheists are at war with God. What is the ACLU? The end of the ACLU is what? Communism. Are they bringing forth life, friends, or death? You know, it's interesting, a side note to this. I was just talking to Jake. Talked to a teacher over in Minnesota here. Teacher for 35 years, just retired. She said over in Spring Lake Park, Minnesota, the Muslims have their own little washing rooms and where they can pray. I said to her, you have got to be kidding me. So you can promote the ACLU will protect Muslims that are anti-American, but they attack the Christians? Well, what did this guy just say in a communist newspaper? We attack God. How foolish. Okay. I mean, the pride, Isaiah 14. We want to ascend ourselves above God. How does that work out for you, Satan?
Yep.
How does that work out for you, he whose neck was broken over 2,000 years ago on Calvary in Jesus Christ through the blood of the cross? How'd that work out for you? And friends, I want to reiterate this because it's very important that you understand what I'm saying. You in America are tolerating ideology that hundreds and thousands of men and women in our country, family members, have fought, bled, and died eradicating. You are tolerating it today in your country. You laugh at it. You think it's a joke. But you got to keep in mind, friends, it's the foxes that spoil the vine. So what you're laughing at today, tomorrow, and the next day, and years down the road, guess what? Your kids are going to have to stand up against it, right? Isn't it interesting? Our forefathers said, listen, if there's going to be trouble, let it be in my time, not in my kids' generation. Now what do you have? To hell with them. Literally. You know what? That's their problem. You know what? Like, they're the problem. They got it completely backwards. But I'm talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. And who are these people that kill their own people? Those that continuously promote this ideology. Karl Marx said, I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. He knows who he's at war with.
That's right.
Folks, they're not atheists. They know who they're warring against. Because if they didn't, then what are you talking about when they say we're warring against? What do you mean war? That takes two to tangle, right? Warfare takes two parties, two sides. So an atheist knows that he's at war with God. And by the way, when you look at what's going on in our country, you know these organizations are only here to eradicate the Constitution of the United States and the Word of God, which is forever. And let me remind you, idiotic ignoramuses, you useful idiots, as your big brother told you and called you. The seed of the righteous is forever. Where are people like you? Where are they now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you fighting against? You know, just think about all the change that's going on in your country. Who's this administration at war with, friends? Who you are? Let me say it again. Who are they at war with? Who you are? One nation under God. They're not being ruled by law. Early Soviet slogan, let us drive out the capitalists from the earth and God from heaven. These are atheist quotes, friends. These are communist quotes.
I think, too, if you understand the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, what is the first premise that our founders laid for us in this country? The first, this is who you are. Like you were saying, this administration attacks who you are. This is who you are. We already know who they are. You've been talking about it the whole time. They want to supplant God. Why? Because God stands in front of them. It's just like a criminal wanting to supplant the cops. Government knows it's a servant of God for the people. It's not the people are a servant of the government.
That's
it's right. The other way around.
That's right.
So when God calls them to account and the people hold them to account, their oath before God, it starts to irritate people that are power mongers. So power mongers want, first of all, they want an ignorant citizenry. They want you stupid, which is why they give you federally mandated education systems, which is why they give you everything called handouts and entitlements, because then all of a sudden they develop this, well, let's go to the government instead of let's go to God.
That's right.
The first thing Thomas Jefferson penned said, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. He was speaking of England. Now, England was a Christian nation. Of course, God had ordained the king. See, they used God in that particular stance. And they took the church and the state and they put them together, which have been connected with another, to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. The government did not give them. The Declaration of Independence did not give them rights. It was the laws of nature, and when we say law, God is the lawgiver.
Yeah.
One man makes laws, and that's God. And nature's God. Why? Because they knew there's a creator of nature, and he has a certain system. And that system is, if you are a leader, he who is the greatest is going to be the least, a servant to all men.
That's right.
So power, left checked by the Christian God, only is going to bless men. It's never going to take from men, because when it does, it ceases to be God's power. And at that particular time, you check that by the citizenry. Look throughout history. Sennacherib, when he came up against the kings of Judah. Goliath, when he came up against David. Pharaoh, when he came up against Moses. Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon, when he came against the children of Israel. They all fell. History teaches us the same exact thing. Vladimir Lenin, Karl Marx, like you said, they're in hell right now. How's it working out for them?
Yeah.
But the people
will
suffer if they allow it.
Well, you know, they take their dead bodies and they try to keep them clean to show their people, look at our God is still alive. No, he's dead and burning in hell, friends. That's where he's at. And you know what, atheists? You know it. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So what I want to do, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, get all these brave atheists calling out friends, 1-877-807-9977. Vladimir Lenin said, you're communists. It was propaganda.
It's the foundation.
Atheism, there's no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a straight communist, and he said that's exactly where it was bred from. That's the seed.
Yeah.
It never ceases to amaze me that when I go to a college, or if I do something public, I'll have all these little ground feeders tell everybody I'm coming to town, and the professors find out about it, and then they say, hey, we'll give you extra credit to protest Bradley Dean, but don't go in and listen to anything he says.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't go in there and try to debate with him, because he'll cream you right off the spot. Because he'll resurrect those two books that we're fighting against.
That's right.
Really, that's really what it, just call it for what it is, man.
And they can't fight against them. So what they do is they try to ignore them or push them off like
or
they don't
work
exist.
Around, circumvent, right. And use the outlets, corporate outlets, and just try to propagate. I mean, look at
and entertain, right? If you entertain people, they'll never go look into their history.
Let's get back to life and death here. And then we're talking about gun rights. Because we've been given the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a positive, too.
Yeah.
Okay, lack of freedom, those that stifle freedom, those that kill, and I want to bring life to our conversation. But I think here, let's just cut to the line here. Hitler said in 1922, "My feelings as a Christian points me to my Lord and Savior as a fighter. It points me to the man who once in loneliness, surrounded by a few followers, recognized these Jews for what they were and summoned men to fight against them, and who, God's truth, was greatest not as a sufferer but as a fighter." So he manipulated the word of God to only feeing himself in front of the German people, 80 million people, and just to appease them.
Yeah.
But who was he really? He said this too. In 1941, same guy. "Christianity is a rebellion against natural law." That's true. "A protest against nature." That's true. Taken to its logical extreme, Christianity would mean the systematic cultivation of the human failure. No, it's man's failure, where he puts off God, stupid. And you found out that at the end of your little fun reign, right? Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar?
As every one of them do.
Yep. They all find out, and then as his country's completely destroyed, right, and his people are murdered off because of what one individual promoted.
Was allowed to continue to do.
By 80 million people, and they let him do it. But at first, they all laughed at him.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get back to this point. We're talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. We'll take this as a positive right after this, okay? In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Armenians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by their own government. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by their own government. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated by their own government. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, those that didn't agree with their ideology, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. You'll often find, friends, that those that say intolerance, intolerance, they're the ones that are intolerant.
That's right.
Guatemala established gun control in 1964. From 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Main Indians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by their governments. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. I bet the leader of that free people was just telling the Christians, just turn the other cheek while we slaughter you.
That's right.
Cambodia established gun control in 1956. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by their own government. All you little blogspurs out there, you little drone feeders, are you kind of getting the picture? See, when the people have a right to bear arms, you don't have these issues, do you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Issues go bye-bye.
But their mentality is, oh my gosh, it puts a chill up my spine that Bradley says the Second Amendment applies to individuals. Well, let me ask you the question. Then why do we have the right?
Where did that come
from? And who's
from
fighting against that right? Huh? Yes. Curious.
And why?
Government that doesn't want you to have the right. And why don't they want you to have the right? Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control. 56 million people exterminated under the guise of gun control. And who did the murdering? Their own governments. Right. That would never happen here.
Not in America.
I bet you they all said that, didn't they?
Yep,
they did.
And that's how it happens, because they say that and they don't act on it. Folks, I encourage you. There's a video that Bradley put together. It's on his recent column on WorldNet Daily. You can find it on our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. It's a fantastic description through video of what happens with gun control. Some people are scratching their heads saying, I've never even thought about this issue.
That's chilling.
No idea.
Jay, let's talk about this real quick, and I do want you to finish this off.
Mm-hmm.
As a pro,
yeah.
As a positive, you know when people say, you know, I got guns because I like to hunt?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Why are these national organizations diminishing and allowing the Second Amendment to be gutted by using that excuse, I like to hunt?
Yeah.
Because I didn't buy arms. I grew up in North Minneapolis, friends. And you would know it as the hood.
Man, you grew up in the hood.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff all around. At nighttime, you'd go to bed, you'd hear gunshots go off.
Yep.
That was common, right?
Yes,
right.
We need to get rid of those
and
bad
that was
guns.
The bad guys. Oh. That's right. No, the bad guys in this particular situation.
That's right.
But I never had a gun in my life until I understood what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the 70s, it was common, Jake, mm-hmm. friends, to have guns in the back of your window.
My uncles had them.
Oh, yeah. And now what happens if the feds are called in? Well, who are the feds working for?
federal government, right?
Yeah, but I just like to...
People?
I just like to hunt, Jake.
Oh, well, if you hunt, then we'll allow you to have a certain type of rifle on a certain day and a certain time of the year with a certain license and a certain background check. We'll let you have that, Mr. Dean.
Why, government, do you need all that information?
We're protecting you.
I've never committed a crime in my life. Why would...
We're protecting you. There's bad people out there.
Let's call it for what it is, Jake. You want to know where I'm at, and you want to know what I've got.
Oh.
That's none of your business. As a matter of fact, when you go to the hospital today, you have doctors asking you questions like that in front. Let me tell you something. You look at them and say, that is none of your business. None, zero, zilch. Mm-hmm. But, Jake, I like to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody talking about hunting? Is that really why they have? Is that why gun sales are skyrocketing across the country, friends?
When an anti-gun president comes
to office? Thank you.
Is that because they want to hunt and they're afraid Obama's going to take away the right to hunt?
Apparently.
This is part of the Hegelian dialectic, right?
You take two
steps forward and say, well, you know what? We know you love to hunt, and, you know, we want to give you that. But you don't need a handgun to hunt.
Here's the other one. Obama, he don't want your guns. He don't want your... You know, and who's decrying those that are advocating and putting back the heart, the pith, and the marrow of the Second Amendment? It's the folks that have guns illegally that are sitting there, Obama don't want your gun. Well, then why do you have one, dog?
That's right.
Why do you have one? It's like Rosie O'Donnell. Anybody that has a gun needs to go to jail. Well, then why do you have one? You first.
That's right.
Okay, and here's the other thing. Corrupt government, they don't want you to have guns, but they can have guns? Wait a second, then you need to put into perspective who works for who.
That's right.
Now, they have the force of arms to make you do whatever they want, but when you have guns and the right to bear arms, you are a free people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Ben Franklin said yesterday, friends. No free people will ever be disbarred the right to bear arms. None. Zero. Zilch. Why would they want to take away your guns? Because they want to rule.
Because the minute they do, you're not free.
By force.
You're not free anymore the minute they take your guns. What is the purpose of a gun? To preserve life. It's not to kill anybody. It's to preserve life.
Well, let's go back to our founders. Jefferson said, laws that forbid the carrying of arms disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent murder. For an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Common sense.
That's pretty common.
Firearms are only second to the Constitution importance. They are people's liberties to you. Why was it, guys, listeners, friends, why was it that the President of the United States and all the way up until the last 40 years in our country, why was it that every president encouraged it? And everybody that runs for president encourages it. Why is that? That's if you don't pay attention to their legislation that they're trying to pass behind closed doors against the American people to disarm you. But they always got the pictures of them hunting, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting how they have Secret Service armed around them to protect them from we the bad peasants, right? Sure. Friends, you better start putting things into perspective. Now, the positive side, why was George Washington arming his people? Why was the President of the United States arming the people?
Protection. There's only one reason that you army people.
Protection. Chemo.
Hey, the Bible says thou shalt not kill, right? Do no murder. So what is the positive of the negative? Do no murder. Preserve life. So that's where our laws are set up. How do I preserve life? Well, I protect. And there is no way, and by the way, folks, there was no such thing as a police force en masse like we have now.
It was 1856.
Times when we had sheriffs and things like that. But it was the people's job to protect themselves from those type of crimes and those type of criminals. The federal government would protect.
So you're telling me the people used to govern themselves.
That's right. Self-government. When you have a lack of self-government, then you need big government. You're going to be ruled by one or the other.
There's no question about it. Yes. And the forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you are going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no gray area. Friends, when we come back, I'm going to give you a quote from James Madison, known as the father of the Constitution, from the Federalist number 46. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. James Madison, known as the father of the Constitution, Federalist number 46. The Constitution preserves the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation. Where? The governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. Why are you known as the freest nation on this planet, friends? Is that not interesting? But what's the new mindset? Well, let's go over to the communist outlet, MSNBC. Lean forward.
They embrace it.
They totally do in every sense of the word. Here's one of the news anchors. You ready, Kerry? Okay. You let me know when you're ready. Did you want to add to that?
I'm just thinking what happens is, and it happened in England during the time of Cromwell. This was in the 1600s. 1500s, King Charles came about, and he was a tyrant. And the people had had enough of his tyrannies. And what he did is he took the people's voice, which was Parliament, he literally shut the doors and bolted it and said, I'm not listening anymore.
Yep.
Well, the only way he could raise taxes was to get the only way he could raise an army and get the money that he needed sufficient was to get Parliament to open the doors again. The minute he opened the doors again, Parliament came and said, hey, you know what? We'll give you the money that you're looking for, but this is going to change. The sovereignty of the state is going to come back to the people through the form of Parliament. Well, what you had in England was a bunch of men that were armed. And they basically rose up, and the king refused them again. And the people said, we're not going to be refused. The people rose up with arms, and they had a standing army. In other words, king, you have a chance now. Buckle down and give the sovereignty back to the people. The king said, nope, I'm not going to have it such. So it came to war. Now, if the people were not armed, we probably wouldn't have the liberties that we have in this country right now. Because what started in England, which is where our founders are from.
No, it's great what you're saying, but keep in mind, too, that Cromwell, every step of the way, tried to believe what the king was saying as a positive.
That's right.
And every time he stepped into it, he found out that the king was corrupt every single time. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where there was no more olive branch.
That's right.
he had to stand up because he was dealing with a tyrant, mm-hmm. a dictator, mm-hmm. who would not be ruled by law. Case in point, even when the laws were handed over to them mm-hmm. as to what the parliament wanted the king to agree upon, he wouldn't even read them.
Yeah.
So they had no choice, just like our forefathers yeah. with the tyrant King George.
I was just going to say, what about this administration? Are they even reading? Are they even concerned with
no.
anything that you're saying? They're not even concerned with what Congress is saying to them when they demand paperwork for the murder of a Border Patrol agent. They don't care.
Yeah.
And Cromwell would not have been convincing at all had he not had an army and a people that were armed.
Yeah.
That was what allowed him to even come to the table. And folks, that is the whole purpose of it. Cromwell never wanted to fire a shot,
no,
ever.
No.
But it came to the point where the king forced that hand because the king came and threatened. And that's what guns are for. It's a defensive mechanism. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, the positive, preserve life. How do you preserve life from a man who has a gun? You arm yourself.
That's right. Now, what we're going to do is I want to play this. What's her name? Alex Wagner from MSNBC. She's an analyst.
She's gotta be a smart
Listen
one.
To her on Bill Mayer. I mean, this guy, folks, he is probably one of the worst. The anti-American attitude. Listen, these useful idiots are attempting to do for their executioners what they can inadvertently.
You know,
through their stupidity and blindness. They are. Listen to what she has to say. Go ahead.
Let's ask Alec, what would you change in the Constitution?
Oh, I'm going to be pilloried for this. I'd get rid of the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. I just think in the grand scheme of the rights that we have.
From New York.
Assembly, free speech. I mean, owning a gun does not tally on the same level as those other constitutional rights we're given. And being more discreet
no.
Who
okay.
gets to have a fight.
Thank you very much. You have those other constitutional rights because you have the right to bear arms. That's how stupid she is.
She quoted the First Amendment, both the assembly and free speech, both First Amendment. The next amendment right after it is the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Now, why in the world would you have the right to bear arms? To protect that First Amendment that you just quoted. Because without that right...
She got nothing to enforce it with.
Exactly.
It's like, dude, you know what? You can have a badge. The police can have badges all they want, but what do you have to back up by force if
right.
need be?
That's right.
Unless you righteous go to, authority.
Unless you go to London, like we talked about a couple months ago, where the police force is unarmed. Two women go to the crime scene. What does the criminal do? Pow, pow, kills both of the police officers.
Yep.
And then the police chief says, well, you know, we're really sad about the tragedy that just happened. I know I sent my police officers into harm's way and got them killed. But I still stand behind our policy that doesn't arm all of our police officers.
And rest assured, that particular individual has a sidearm.
Yep.
Rest assured.
Oh, yeah.
Rest
you wouldn't assured. Go to the crime scene without
Jack from Louisiana. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take on the 14th Amendment. According to what you're saying, isn't the creator and the parents left out here? Doesn't it state that you're subject to the United States first, and the parents and the creator are left out right there?
Well, I would say this, and you're right, there's a lot of debate on the 14th Amendment. There's a lot of debate whether that even was ratified the right way, and there's a lot of garbage that went on under the Lincoln administration, a lot of unlawful, unconstitutional. We basically had a different country for the span of the Civil War. And afterwards, with the Reconstruction, you're correct about it. This is why, and I want to bring this up, Jack. The Congress shall have power to enforce, by appropriate legislation, the provisions of this article. The Congress then usurped the state's rights. Well, why did they usurp the state's rights in this particular? And the 14th Amendment was, of course, talking about people being equal. So now it was saying you can't treat a black person less than a white person. All persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Are citizens of the United States. You can't deny that to somebody. Here's the problem, Jack. When you mix sin with society, which the South did, slavery is an abomination. Everything about the slave trade in the South was an abomination. The Bible, as a matter of fact, it's contrary to the Bible. When you become a Christian, you become a brother, you liberate your brother, who was maybe sold to you in bondage because he couldn't pay a debt or something like that. Black people were literally kidnapped. They were literally raped. Their families were literally torn apart. Now, that is unbiblical. It's an abomination. And many of the penalties for those three things that I just said were death in the Bible. So the hypocrisy of the South came to a culmination where it got dealt with. And this is what happens when we won't purify ourselves by God's word. God will allow wicked men to come in and dominate and deal with the sin. And I believe that's exactly what happened. Now, the 14th Amendment can be taken a lot of different ways. And the views are, how can one amendment change our whole Constitution? It can't ratify the whole Constitution. But what it did is it incorporated all of the states, according to some people, it incorporated them underneath the jurisdiction of the federal government, as you just said. But I don't believe that's the case, Jack. I don't think that we need to take that as the meaning of the 14th Amendment. I think what we need to take from it is the fact that all men, yes, are created equal. We already had that in the Declaration of Independence. Why do we need a Bill of Rights to resubstantiate that? Well, that's what they put in there. So I don't agree that the parents have been usurped or the states have been usurped. I believe that parents are sleeping and many states are sleeping because they're sucking on the tit of the federal government, and that's really what's happening. That's where they're getting the milk from, because you have all these subsidies coming down from the federal government. And so how are they going to fight against that which feeds them? We need a Christian nation. We need people to stand up for Christian values, Jack. And that starts with you in the South right there in Louisiana, and holding account those that are serving us and that are to be public servants in our state governments. And then that will reflect in the federal government.
What say you? Oh, Jack. Lost Jack. What say you, Jack?
Call back. Give us your feedback.
You don't think he's like Jack from The Incredibles, do you?
I don't know. We could use
might grab your hair and pull it out and turn into an iron weight and then pull you down to the ground turn on fire on the way out?
That would be crazy.
Okay, no.
But that fourth.
Can you say that again? Because I didn't quite get what you're
saying. That 14th Amendment. it's a very slippery slope if we understand it in the wrong context. Like this, you know, this ditz. I'm sorry, that's what she was with MSNBC.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that has anything to do with any of the other rights.
Listen, if you don't have force to back up your opinion doesn't matter. People laugh at you.
I think the other thing is when you look at that, is how is the government working for you now? They're not working for you at all, and you expect the American people to relinquish their right to bear arms and trust the government to come in to protect them? Are you kidding me?
She's playing with a little kitty, or so she thinks, that will grow into a lion and will devour her. But she has no clue because she's not taught any history.
No.
She probably went to a university, a state university.
Re-education camp.
Exactly. Where they brainwashed her. And now they're saying, oh, good job. You look so pretty on the screen. Look, you said you got people to clap for you. You know, the 20 people
Joe,
in the crowd.
We got another ditz over here. She doesn't know A to Z, and I think she's just perfect.
She's perfect for MSNBC.
Absolutely.
Let's set her up.
She is. Let's go for it. Reverend Nicholas Collins said, while the people have property, arms in their hands, and only a spark of noble spirit, the most corrupt Congress must be mad to form any project of tyranny. Forefathers.
Yes.
Yes.
And isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Because that's what they fear, is the fact that you can bring force.
Well, let me ask everybody in this country. We're all in this together, number one. Number two is this. What stands between us and our freedoms? If you weren't an armed people right now, where would you be?
Wouldn't be.
No. You have a president, an administration, that wants to throw you in a prison camp for as long as he wants to, accountable to no one.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a people in this country that want to disarm this people?
Yep.
You've got to be kidding me.
You've got to just think through this.
It does. You don't have to. A little kid will understand this. A little kid will understand it.
But deductive reasoning.
Just but you know, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Just turn the other cheek. No, that's
turn your swords into plowshares.
Yeah, let's put into perspective, folks, where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Who's a liberated people? An armed people.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, government knows that too, friends.
Of course they do. That's how they protect you, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they're protecting you.
Absolutely they are. Now, folks, if you'd like to go ahead and check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You got Bradley and Jake. Thank you for joining us today. We love you by what we do. It's 1 John 3:18. Check it out. And we will talk to you in 23 hours. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. January, February. Talk to you.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.